The Arizona State women's basketball team took down not one, but two top-ranked teams this past weekend. It's the first time in NCAA history that an unranked team has defeated two high-ranked teams in a row. Sun Devils beat second-ranked Oregon Friday night and then came back and beat number three Oregon State Sunday in Tempe. The back-to-back wins have the college basketball community all abuzz. Joining us now is the longtime coach of the ASU women's basketball team, Charlie Turner Thorne. Coach, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning, Mark and Lauren. Thank you so much.
So has it sunk in yet? This is a pretty big achievement.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been doing this a really long time. This definitely is up there, you know, with a great weekend, one that I've enjoyed the most. And, you know, this is a team. It's definitely a little bit improbable. We're very young. You know, we had injuries early and, you know, we knew we could be good. We're kind of playing small ball. But, you know, that's the fun thing about sports, you know, the way a group can come together and, you know, the power of a made up mind. And that's what we saw this weekend.
So one of the things that I think is so impressive about this is I think it's for a lot of teams, it's natural after a big win to kind of have a little bit of a letdown, like all the emotion of the big win. But not only did that not happen, you came back and still beat a top five team like 2 days later.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. That's kind of impressive, wasn't it?
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we had to – our bench was amazing. I mean, I was subbing five in, five out. I knew our starters – one of my starting top guards, Riley Richardson, had the flu all weekend.
Yikes.
So, I mean, there are so many layers. We played without our starting point guard, Kiki Russell, Friday night. She was able to play Sunday, but my other backcourt senior guard, Riley, had a temperature of 102 on Saturday, you know, Thursday night, Friday morning. I mean, it was, you know, just a real testament to a group of young women coming together and next woman up and everybody kind of, you know, just pulling together, you know, and playing great team basketball. But, you know, with that said, I mean, you're probably not going to let up when you know you're playing the number three team in the country. You know, playing a team, yeah, that was, you know, kind of didn't have a number by their name, I probably would have been a little more worried. But I was just worried, just energy, you know, the emotion that went into the Oregon game was a lot. I think we were all drained and, you know, we just kind of collectively said, so what, you know, dig deep, let's go. this is big, we can do this. And I think, you know, I think we actually match up a little bit better with Oregon State. So, although they're, you know, both teams were huge and we kind of had to overcome that, but
right.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how do you try to harness this now? I mean, you guys will undoubtedly be ranked now. I mean, be two top five teams in a row and there's no chance ASU will not have a number next to its name. How do you try to keep the intensity up, keep the momentum going as you play later this week?
Yeah. Great question. I mean, I feel hands down that the Pac-12 is, you know, top to bottom, you know, the strongest conference in the country this year for women's basketball. And, you know, we have enough seniors that know that, you know, and know how hard it is game in and game out. I know that they're not going to be like, oh, you know, we're so good now. I mean, we had a really tough preseason schedule and we played a lot of high end mid majors that didn't have a number by their name. And, you know, they were hard games. And so I feel like, well, you know, we kind of have a sense of, you know, there are no easy games. You know, take every, you know, obviously fear nobody, respect everybody type of cliche. But you know, it's just a grind in big time college basketball. You know, if we do let up, and you know, part of who we are, Arizona State women's basketball, is we work, you know, we don't necessarily, we have some great players, some really great talented young players, some great seniors, but we don't have, you know, an All-American per se, you know, candidate and stuff like that. So it's very much a team effort. It's very much outworking people. As long as we stay true to who we are, I think that we're going to keep winning. If we get away from that, Mark and Lauren, then we're going to have problems.
Well, that seems like a recipe for success. That's ASU women's basketball coach Charlie Turner Thorne. Coach, congratulations. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it so much, you guys. Thanks. Have a great day.